Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are working on the passage from Romans 2, about verses 4 through 16, where Paul, if you made that passage stand alone, appears to say that God will judge man based on what he does. Well, I told you that we have to realize Paul's working his way conversationally, almost question and answer-like, towards a transition point in this book, which will happen at the latter portion, mid-portion of the third chapter. We're not there yet, but we do a disservice to the tone of the writer if we ignore where they go later. It would be like reading a book now and making an assumption on the conclusions of the author in second or third chapter of a 10-chapter book. That wouldn't be very smart. You might learn some things as you go about the story, and that's where we are with Paul. Now, some of it is translation issues. Look, for instance, when Paul says in verses 7 and 8, eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, immortality, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, wrath, etc., etc. We have a Greek issue there. That phrase in the 8th verse, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth. The Greek rendering there from Strong's Concordance is to willfully disbelieve. It has very little to do with action and has everything to do with a willful disbelief in the truth of Paul's gospel. Remember, the last phrase of the 16th verse is really the capstone of this entire passage. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. So everything Paul is saying in this passage is filtered through Paul's understanding of his own gospel. And the gospel that Paul preaches is not really laid out yet in Romans 1 and 2. It won't really be laid out until Romans 3. And so if you're just reading and you stop, you could leave with some confusion. But he's really talking about those who willfully disbelieve. You got to understand, and the book of Hebrews brings this out a lot. The New Testament definition of disobey is almost always unbelief. Sort of like the New Testament definition of sin on the other side of the resurrection is unbelief. It's the great failure of planet Earth is unbelief. When Jesus talks about the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, he doesn't bother to name any sins. He doesn't say the Holy Spirit will convict you of adultery or the Holy Spirit will convict you of lying. Instead, he says the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin because they believe not on me. And it's the sin of unbelief. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Paul cannot be ignoring the rest of his gospel and fighting against the rest of his gospel, which would be the only logical explanation for this portion of Romans 2, if not for the context. If you didn't have the context, you would assume he simply disagrees with the rest of his gospel. But the fact that he closes the passage by saying, according to my gospel, gives insight to the reader that there are some things they need to take into account. Now, we'll go into some of the details of this passage, particularly verse 12 and 13. There's some stuff there I really want to get into. We'll start on that tomorrow. We'll see you then.